You are Locked On Dynasty Football, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Matt Williamson and Ryan McDowell.
Thanks for making Locked On Dynasty your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Welcome to the Locked On Dynasty Football Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan McDowell. You can follow me on Twitter at RyanMC23. Joining me, as always, is Matt Williamson. Follow Matt on Twitter at WilliamsonNFL. Matt, how's it going?
It's going great. How about you?
Going well. Looking forward to tomorrow, the food, the football. I'll leave it there.
Yeah.
What about you? Traveling any for the holiday?
No, we go to my parents' house, which is basically right down the road, and the games will be on. I'll be paying heavy attention. We'll eat a bunch and, you know, the usual. Good stuff.
Going to be a good day for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how good those games will be, but it's football
on
Thanksgiving.
Not the best slate, but right.
Football on Thanksgiving. We're going to enjoy it. Matt, we are going to continue our mid-season. I don't know if we can keep calling it mid-season, but we're going with it anyway. We're going to continue our mid-season rankings update. We've done one episode a week. We looked at the top 12 quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers. That means we are wrapping it up this week with the top 12 dynasty tight ends. Ooh, this is gonna be something, Matt.
Yeah.
I feel really good about six, maybe seven guys deep, and then after that, it gets pretty ugly. And that's kind of the consensus when it comes to the tight end position right now.
It's really tough. I mean, not to mention, three of the top four type guys are older too. I mean, the age factor here is a lot different than when you're ranking the top quarterbacks and things like that. I mean, there's not many Kyler Murrays that are not quite hit their prime yet, you know, at the top of the list.
I think that's a great point. And, you know, you look at the quarterbacks, and it's Murray and Jackson and Mahomes and Allen at the top of the list. And all those guys are 26 years old or younger, I believe. You look at running back, it's the same thing with guys that are in their second or third year in the league. Wide receiver, same thing. Rookies, second, third year players are scattered throughout the top 10 or 20 wide receivers. I'm sorry. And then at tight end, that's just not the case. And I mean, the narrative is still there. I think it's real that tight ends take longer to develop in the league. We've seen breakout seasons from Dawson Knox and Dalton Schultz lately as young players who are two or three years into the league. We have seen late breakouts in recent years, Darren Waller being one of them, Logan Thomas being another. But it's so tough to value those players. Now they're 28, 29, 30 years old before they're really producing. It's just weird. The tight end position in general is a weird one from a dynasty standpoint.
It really is. You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons I hoard them, thinking who's going to be the next one. And, you know, and then I end up with seven of them on my roster and none of them are startable. And, you know, everyone's been on that road too with this position. And I do think that the study, the narrative, whatever you want to call it, of 27 being the peak age for, you know, tight ends in the NFL is very true. But right now, there's just not a lot of 27, 28-year-olds. There's a bunch of young ones that show promise, and then there's a couple guys that you would call, you know, old or past their prime. So it's just there's a little bit of a gap.
We've talked about this a little bit throughout this show about how to value running backs in Dynasty. We value them typically in a short window because of injury, because the length of their career is typically shorter. Do you think we should look at that short window with tight ends as well, but for different reasons? Maybe because we are unsure of who's really going to break out and how long will it take them to break out. So without really digging into a specific situation, should we value a guy like Zach Ertz more than Cole Kmet, for example?
Possibly, because I do believe great tight ends, and maybe Zach Ertz and Heath Miller aren't great, great tight ends and ended up in the Hall of Fame, but they're really good tight ends for a long time. I absolutely believe that level and better, Tony Gonzalez, you know, Gronk, best ever, fade away very slowly. I mean, Jason Witten, Antonio Gates, I mean, they run like us at the end. Gronk for sure, and he's a little younger than some of those dudes that played in their late 30s. But they get so crafty and just know where to sit down in a route, how to shield a safety. Quarterbacks love them. They know all the tricks of the trade of blocking. They never hurt you. They fade away slow.
Well, let's get into it. Let's start ranking these players. We've kind of hinted at some of the names. Of course, these are no surprises. The veterans, Kittle, Kelsey, Darren Waller, and then the new kid on the block, obviously, is Kyle Pitts. I know Kyle Pitts is the number one tight end in Dynasty ADP, and he's even, Matt, I don't know if we've talked about this, he's now a first rounder in our dynasty ADP. Quarterback, no tight end premium. He's a first rounder. Does that seem crazy to you?
The first round part's a little bonkers, but boy, he's impressive. And I keep picturing, you know, what if they had Ridley or, you know, I mean, right this minute isn't his finest moment because he's getting so much attention from Belichick and, you know, number one corners on him. But what if when he figures it out? What's he going to look like? I mean, so he's still clearly number one on the tight end list for me. I think you agree. I think we've had that conversation recently.
Yes, he is my tight end one. Really, no real competition, no doubt. It's Kyle Pitts at the top spot. It's going to get messy from there, but we're going to figure that out right after this.
Let me tell you about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your sports action. Baseball season's in full swing, and you can track all that action at Bet Online. Get the latest news, odds, information for all your sporting news needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, even all your UFC, MMA action. They got so much going on here. So before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or your mobile device. It's super easy. And check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their runs for the playoffs as well. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON, all one word, all caps, LOCKEDON. That's 50% welcome bonus. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Thanks for making Locked On Dynasty your first listen every day. Today we are wrapping up our mid-season positional rankings update. We've covered quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers in previous weeks. We're talking about the tight ends today, and we both agreed before the break that Kyle Pitts, the 21-year-old Falcons rookie, is our tight end one in Dynasty above the future Hall of Famers, Kelsey. I think Kittle's a future Hall of Famer. We'll see. Above Darren Waller, above everyone, it's Kyle Pitts at one. Didn't need to have much discussion about that. I also mentioned he's a first rounder in Dynasty ADP currently. We'll see if that continues into the offseason. Matt, who is your Dynasty tight end two?
I don't know. I mean, I thought Kelsey has shown some age this year, to be very honest with you. You know, a little of that bloom is off the rose, and the offense isn't as dominant. He just doesn't move quite as well. I think Kittle's the best football player of the group, and some of that's recency bias. I love how he's looked this last couple weeks. But then there's that huge elephant in the room of, can this guy stay on the field? I mean, Waller's really good, but we didn't mention him for Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Like, he's really good. But I think he's third out of that group for me. I easily could be talked out of something different, but I think I'd go Kittle, Kelsey, Waller.
I've got Kittle as the tight end two as well, so we're okay. Not going to talk you out of it. He is my tight end two. You're getting a little bit of age back, a couple years back,
right? Right.
Compared to the others, George Kittle currently 28, Darren Waller is 29, and Kelsey is 32. And I agree with you. Kelsey's been great this year. Has put up a ton of fantasy points and yards and everything else, but Also, I think you said it well. He started to show his age a little bit, banged up here and there, leaving the field for a series at a time before coming back in. And, you know, we don't want to bury the guy too quickly because he's so fun to watch. But, I mean, we got to be real here. He's 32 years old. You talked about the very best of the best, and Kelce is one of those fading away slowly. Absolutely. So he's not done after this year, but he's also not the number one tight end anymore. I do have him as my tight end three. It sounds like you do as well.
Yeah. The one thing that's slightly different, I do think he'll fade away slow, but compared to a lot of those names I mentioned, Witten and those guys, Gates, Kelce's after the catch has been so impressive. You know, I mean, you see those long strides and hit him in stride, and he starts running away from people. I bet we'll see less of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got George Kittle as our tight end two, Travis Kelce as tight end three, and Darren Waller as tight end four. So we've got Pitts at the top, and then the three veterans who are producing and have been producing consistently for the past couple of seasons. I think from here we probably get into some of the younger players, and we'll get to those specific names soon. But Matt, when you think about a guy, let's say T.J. Hockenson, maybe he's your five. We'll get to it. Let's say T.J. Hockenson is five. Would you, when you're ready to move him up, do you expect to move him from five straight to two? Meaning, is he going to jump all three vets at the same time, or are you still kind of pairing this up on a 1-to-1 basis?
1-to-1. Because as much as I like Hawk and Andrews and all these guys we'll bring up, none of them's close to the Pitts level talent, you know, that's just lurking there that, boy, if he gets a chance, look out. I guess Hawk's the closest. He was a pretty high pick, but his situation is so terrible.
Yeah, it really is rough. We don't know who their quarterback will be this week, let alone the rest of the season or next year. So we've got Pitts, Kittle, Kelce, and Waller through four. Matt, let's put a name to it. Who is your tight end five?
Andrews. I think he's just a solid double off the wall, leadoff double. You know, should be a real solid player. Even though they keep bringing in receivers, Andrews doesn't take a step back. Jackson loves him. And Hawk's just a little risky because of forces outside of his own, you know, control.
Mark Andrews, 25 years old. T.J. Hockenson, 24 years old. So not much difference there, obviously. I'm with you. We're on the same page with these tight ends. Mark Andrews is the tight end five for me as well. I do have Hockenson here at six. Is that your guy?
Agreed.
Okay.
And I love the player. Don't get me wrong. Like, if things drastically change in his situation, he could be two.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I would say the same about Andrews. It does feel like Hockenson probably has a higher ceiling than Andrews.
I think so.
But we've already seen, I mean, we've made this move with Andrews already once in his career, and that second year breakout, he was up in that tight end two, tight end three conversation before slowing down last season.
Real quick, you asked me a question a minute ago about along these lines. I think Andrews moves up if the three above him get worse. Hawk moves up if his situation gets better.
They've got to find a quarterback.
Yeah.
It needs to happen. All right, we are halfway done with our top 12 tight ends. No real surprises here. Kyle Pitts, George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, and T.J. Hockenson. Matt, we'll get into the next tier after the break, but I think it's a huge gap from Hockenson to everyone else.
I don't.
Okay. We'll see who your guy is at seven right after this.
Folks, I want to take a minute here to tell you guys about Built Bar. They've been a really great sponsor and ally here to the entire Locked On Network and to my family as well. My son's 14. He's real into lifting weights now and working out. He just crushes Built Bars as soon as they pretty much walk in the door. My wife is kind of a chocolate connoisseur, and she's real picky about the, you know, in these bars, some of the chocolate you get on the outside is really waxy. not the case at all with Built Bar. And there's 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcata, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, apple almond crisp to go with the original 12 flavors. They're great for the health conscious guy or woman. You lose weight while indulging in a delicious treat. All these bars have a little bit different qualifications, but let's just pick one out of the air here. Peanut butter has 19 grams of protein, 180 calories, only 5 grams of sugars, and 5 grams of net carbs. How about cookies and cream? It has 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of net carbs, and that's what you get with all these, which is unbelievable. So go to BuiltBar.com, use our promo code LOCKED15, that's LOCKED15, all one word, and you get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com.
Locked On Bets is your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. We are ranking our top 12 dynasty tight ends today. We're halfway done. Kyle Pitts, George Kittle, Travis Kelce, Darren Waller, Mark Andrews, and TJ Hockenson. I see a big gap from Hockenson to the next guy. Matt, you do not. Who is your tight end 7?
I see a gap, and it's not a huge gap. I mean, I didn't consider putting Dallas Goedert over Hockenson, but he gladly can be my dynasty tight end going forward. I think we've just seen glimpses of what his career will be. I don't care about their quarterback situation all that much. I'm just glad Ertz is out of the way. Every time I watch Goddard, I like him more and more as a player. So he's an easy one for me at 7.
Okay. Goddard, just 26 years old. As you mentioned, Zach Ertz finally out of the way as of the trade about a month ago that sent Ertz to Arizona. Goddard has certainly played well since then and got that big contract extension from the Eagles recently as well. Looking at my specific rankings and my personal rankings, I think I've got Goddard probably a little too low now that I look at it once again. I think I'm more in line with you here. I'm good with Dallas Goedert.
Okay, good.
At the 7 spot, not who I originally had. Again, I say it every week. It feels like it's why I love these conversations. Makes you question yourself and how you really do value these players. I'm going to move Dallas Goedert up. He is the tight end 7. Tight end 8, who you got?
I have Gesicki because he's a wide receiver. I mean, he doesn't do any tight end stuff. And what's interesting, though, is when Parker's healthy and Fuller's healthy, that's funny that neither one's ever healthy, though. And yeah. Waddle, though, is he a featured part of the offense? That I don't know.
That was going to be my concern. Along with, I know we talked about Tua yesterday a little bit with that Deshaun Watson conversation. But I still have some upside questions with Tua and that passing offense in general. I would not go Gesicki here. I thought you were going to be a little bit of a homer, honestly, and go Pat Freiermuth. He would be my guy. Pat Freiermuth would be my next guy here.
I won't fight you on it.
All right. Let's go with Pat Freiermuth. Mm-hmm.
He should have a new quarterback next year too, though.
Right. You, I know, have compared him to Heath Miller in the past. He's not the Kyle Pitts athletic freak that's going to wow you. He's not the Mike Gesicki, really. He's a wide receiver, wink, wink.
Right.
He's the tight end, but he's doing well. He's off to a very good start to his career.
Yeah, and I don't think Ebron will be there next year.
I'm surprised Ebron is still there, actually.
Yeah, I think if they could have traded him at the deadline, he'd have been gone.
Yeah. All right, so we'll slot Pat Freiermuth in at the 8 spot. You've already talked about the name Mike Gesicki. I still don't think I'm ready to go there even at 9.
Okay.
What about Noah Fant? This is a player, because they were in the same draft class, he's been linked and associated, I think, with TJ Hockenson for so long as they were kind of 1A and 1B. It does feel like there's been a gap created that Hockenson has broken away value-wise, production-wise. Again, we talked yesterday about the Broncos locking up these receivers long term. That's not good news for Noah Fant.
Yeah, that's my only problem with him. You know, I'll be honest. I didn't love him coming out of school. I loved his teammate Hawkinson way more. I thought Fant was a little straight line-ish, but very fast. And he's been better than I expected or better than I would have projected. And they do a nice job of hitting him on, like, crossing routes where he doesn't have to break down and come out of his breaks and things like that. I just think there's so many mouths to feed there. And Judy, I have no concerns about. I think he'll definitely be the one. But after that, I just think that all those other guys are going to be hard to start every given week because they're so hit and miss, even if Aaron Rodgers is quarterback. And that's best case scenario.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I like player. I mean, player.
Yeah, but you gotta consider everything. What about Dawson Knox? He's the other player
he
I would have
my
in
pick.
This tier.
Yeah, I mean, Gesicki, just because all he does is catch. But I don't love his style of play. I have Knox above Fant.
I have Knox above Fant as well.
He could be next. I'm cool with that.
All right, let's go. Let's make it Dawson Knox as our tight end 9.
It's amazing. I mean, just 2 months ago, if I told you Dawson Knox was tight end 9, you would be no way. You know,
I would be buying Dawson Knox.
Right.
Too late for that.
Really good athlete.
Actually, probably not too late. Probably
yeah,
not too late. The price has not gone crazy yet. In fact, I think you could trade Noah Fant for Dawson Knox and maybe even get, you know, a third rounder back or something like that. You could probably make that move.
I 100% agree.
So we've got Dawson Knox at 9. We'll put Mike Gesicki in at 10. You liked him a little more than I did. And then that leaves Noah Fant at 11. Let's finish this off, Matt. Who is going to be our tight end 12?
Do you have any name you love? The two that I would lean towards are Cole Kmet and Irv Smith. And Komet's a little bit of a recency bias thing. I've liked how he's looked with Fields, basically. And he was the first tight end drafted in his class. I was super high on Irv Smith, and now he's out, of course. You know, but boy, I'm not standing on the table and betting my whole reputation on either one of these guys as my number 12 or somebody you prefer.
Well, it feels like we've got some different directions we could go. The veterans that are still producing. We talked about valuing the position and maybe looking at more of a short-term window. Zach Ertz is 31 years old, but this new situation,
pretty good, yeah.
He's certainly thriving in. Gronk finally back from that injury. It looks like 32 years old, same age as Kelsey, by the way.
Logan Thomas.
I was going to say Logan Higby Thomas. Right. Higbee, 28. Logan Thomas, 30. Neither of those guys producing quite at the level we maybe hoped they would this season for different reasons. And then if you want to go with the young unproven, Cole Kmet hasn't really done much through two seasons. You talked about Irv Smith. He's just 23 years old going into his third year in the league. He will be next year, I should say, and coming off that injury.
Evan Ingram's a first-round pick, and what happens if he finds a good spot? But he wouldn't be my pick either.
Evan Ingram's just almost not in the conversation for me because he's that tweener between these two categories of he's not really producing or he's not producing at a high level right now by any means, but he's also not young enough that you think he's going to eventually become a top five guy. Like he's just stuck. You know, he's in that Hunter Henry realm. Although he's not even producing as well as Henry is. What about Albert O?
I don't think he's the next Goddard blocked by Ertz situation.
You don't? Okay.
I don't. I mean, I think he's less than that. But I also, as I said, love Goddard. You know, I mean, I see a lot of two-way tight end out of Goddard. I see Albert O as a nice player. Maybe he's Jared Cook.
I guess what I see, again, we've talked about the Broncos lately. They handed out big deals to Sutton, a big deal to Patrick. They're going to need to hand out a massive contract to Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers or whoever they can convince to come play quarterback in 2022. I don't know if they're going to hand out a massive extension to Noah Fant. They could maybe let him walk. I think he's a free agent after the 2022 season, I believe.
But we didn't love Fant's situation 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Dalton Schultz.
He doesn't do it for me. I know I sell him short, but he's just, I don't own him anywhere. I don't pursue him in any way.
Mm.
He's fine, but I probably sell him short.
The reality is we try to rank tight end ones. We try to rank 12 of them based on the typical league size, and there's really not 12 tight end ones. You look at, you see it every week when I put these lists on Twitter of the top producers each week, and the tight ends are just gross. You know, Tyler Conklin and Anthony Firkser and, you know, Dan Arnold and guys like that. And so it's just tough to go 12 players deep here. Let's go with Irv Smith. Still have some high hopes for him. Yeah. Not worried about Conklin as a long-term guy there. I think he will, as we said with J.K. Dobbins yesterday, Irv Smith will return right to that starting role. We'll put him here as the tight end 12. That leaves off the list a lot of the names we've already mentioned. Dalton Schultz, Logan Thomas, Higbee, and Henry. Evan Engram and Cole Kmet, Ertz, Troutman, Alberto, Gronk. Tight end is deep, but also kind of gross.
It is, you know, but as you were saying that, we were talking about Dawson Knox a minute ago. I think he is kind of a buy low, because if you go to his owner and be like, hey, I'm interested in Knox, what do you need for him, blah, 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 and then he comes back with his first offer, and you say, man, I mean, he's not a tight end one. And everyone be like, oh yeah, he's not a he's not a top 10 dynasty tight end. Like, oh, you're probably right. I mean, I'll lessen it a little bit. We'll make a deal. But he really is. You know, I mean, if he's still a top 10 tight end in his position, you might get him where most people think he's the 15th best tight end in dynasty. You know, just off top, if they don't do a list.
Yeah, I really like the Fant for Knox plus idea. And even if you can't get the plus, go for it.
Yeah, I'd rather Knox.
That's it for today's show. Please make sure you download and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Remember to follow the show at Locked On Dynasty. Follow Matt at Williamson NFL, and I'm Ryan MC23. We'll be back next time with more Locked On Dynasty.